Angela Dalton joins us for our weekly kōrero. Angela, as you well know, loves to represent the issues of the South Side, long-time kaimahi for our people out in the South, but she's now a Auckland councillor with oversight for Māori outcomes. It's great to have you join us on the program again. I hear you just walked down to the town hall, Angela Dalton.
Yep, I'm still puffing, and it's all downhill. Wait till I have to go back.
Kao pai, good catching up with you. Okay, well, you've been kind enough to let us know of a couple of things that you thought our listeners might be interested in. Cultural initiatives funding that's been approved, and the Māori Outcomes Performance Measurement Framework also has been approved, and the Woody Playground has opened. So, take your pick and tell us more, please.
just on the cultural initiatives fund that was approved yesterday. So, if people would like to, there is an agenda online, and it lists all of the marae across Tāmaki that have been given some funding. They applied for funding. They'll be wanting to do some capital works on marae, and it could go from renovating toilets through to papakāinga housing. It also pays for the process of consenting and development contributions as well. So it's a far-reaching fund, and the amounts I think that you would see, they would range from about $20,000 right up to the hundreds of thousands. So it's a good start to the new financial year for our people. So that was good to get all of that across the line, solid support from all councillors for that.
Manurewa, the parish it's described at, it gets a decent whack. Ngāwhare Wāte ended up with 55 clicks from that, and the other big benefactors, Te Aroha Pā, Marae, Ngāti or Ngaitau Mupuia, as well, got a sizeable pūtea, and Whairawa Development Limited Partnership. Do you know of that?
I don't know of that, no. We do get all of the information, and we actually, what does happen is that the councillors are welcome to an information day that has all of the funding applications, but that and the content of what they're going to be used for. I'm not familiar with that one, but it will all be in the information online.
Okay, well, it totals about $1.2 million. The Tāmaki Makaurau Māori Outcomes Performance Measurement Framework, you've no doubt got a decent understanding of this, that's been approved. So the Performance Measurement Framework, hiaha, what's that?
So we talked about it earlier in the year, and that was about it being presented, the whole framework being presented to council. This is about how we're going to measure outcomes. So I got the opportunity to ask if within this framework, is this where we get to consult with mana whenua and mata waka before we develop our annual plans and long-term plan policies, everything that we do. So what we do at the moment is officers will go and they will speak to mana whenua and present them with a draft plan or a draft policy. And what I'm saying is it's a governance-to-governance conversation, and it happens before we develop the draft. So they have assured me, yes, they are working on that. That's a piece of work that's live at the moment. And the second part of that is how we measure the feedback that we get. So when we go and have all of these consultations, we have some really rich discussions, but we count our success by a piece of feedback paper, and that doesn't work for Māori. You know, we need to take an approach that is going to reflect all of their views and form part of our decision making, not just count the piece of paper towards the success of how we engage. Because when you look at statistics, it's failing dismally. So I'm optimistic. This framework is to be implemented across all of the council-controlled organisations. And I've taken it out to the Manurewa Local Board and said, this is the framework that we need to work towards. And if we can get 21 boards, the governing body, and the council-controlled organisations all working towards the same outcome, we should start seeing some good outcomes And for Māori, by Māori, is what we must be doing and enabling. So let's see how we can track along there.
I'll be interested to speak of it as we go forward. And another celebratory call, it all, Hako Brown. Many of us know Hako. He's been a real advocate for our reconnecting with traditional Māori pastimes and Takaro games. He's helped to design the new Whitty Playground. My kids will be excited too. They live out that way. Where is it?
It's a beautiful playground. It's, oh gosh, now I can't remember the name of the road.
Well, we'll find it because, you know, kids always find playgrounds. But it's nice to see a new one with a particularly Māori design concept.
Absolutely. And that was a request from Melissa Atama on the local board. So that just opened a week or so ago. It's a beautiful playground and it was funded by Eki Pānuku, which is one of the council-controlled organisations. So when a local board is willing to partner with all of the council family, good things can happen. Now, that was built from some of the sale of land that built the housing that is opposite where the playground is. Te Akitai have built some housing in there and Housing Foundation. So this is how we get things, is by keeping the door open to conversations. It's a beautiful playground.
Have you played on it?
I have.
Okay.
So I went to, well, not very, you know, ambitiously. I went to the Dawn Blessing and, had a bit of a swing.
Good on you. Well, I'll be seeking it out because, you know, our kids live out that way and they'll want to know where all the neat playgrounds are. Hey, thanks for catching up again. Have a great week.
You too, Dale.
All the best, Angela.
Thank you.
Hei kong nei rā.